It's Monday, November 25th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 908, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Well, I tell you, we've got a great special for you for Black Friday, but it starts immediately. GoDaddy's Black Friday special, 35% off new product orders by using the promo code 35OFF6. See the banner at Geek News Central. This is a short-term code, only good through December 9th. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Let's get the game on. Let's go.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. And I'm all charged up, pumped up, ready to go. I know many of you are like, this is a crazy week. We got to get the car packed. We got to get ready to go on the road because I know many of you will be headed out either tomorrow or Wednesday or maybe even Thursday morning, making the drive to a family member's place for Thanksgiving. For those of you that are here in the United States, for those of you that are outside the United States, don't worry. You can celebrate along with us because we're going to talk about some great deals that are going to be available online. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana and, of course, all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being subscribed. And I tell you, if you're brand new to the show, hey, thanks for coming over and checking us out. We want to make sure that you get over to geeknewscentral.com and really check everything out we have to offer there. All our great articles being written by our writers. And, of course, all the great shows on the website. We got the Gadget Professor. We've got the new media show. We have Robot Underpants. And a soon-to-be-announced another show that I'm very excited about. But get subscribed to our shows. And, you know, our special media events is going to be kicking off. So definitely get linked up with that so that you don't miss any of our upcoming coverage. It's going to happen in early January. We'll talk about more about that in a future show. But, of course, you can contact me on Twitter. It's easy, at Geek News. Or you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Send me your comments, positive or negative. I can take criticism or praise. And, of course, you can leave a comment on the show by going over the website as well. You'll find that in the second column of the website. Really, if you scroll down, you'll find a link there that basically says send GNC a voice message. It'll take you over to our website where you can do that. And, of course, you can always watch what's going on here in the studio when I have the studio cam turned by clicking on the studio drop cam. You can get a peek of what I'm up to. And I definitely try to make sure that remember to turn the camera off before I come into the studio, in a state of undress. that's obviously and always a concern because sometimes you forget that stupid thing's on. And I come in here really at all times, day and night, and just have to make sure to be presentable to someone that may be watching on the camera. But, hey, of course, you can watch this show on our Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, Chromecast, really any piece of glass, any device that's out there, you can watch or listen to the show. That's the best part. The Roku channel makes it real slick. Just do it via our Tech Podcast channel. Of course, check out all of our other shows at Tech Podcast while you're there. And, of course, we're, again, part of the Tech Podcast Network on family-safe shows. So that's the important thing, too. Hey, we're up streaming live tonight up on YouTube. And I actually heard from one of our viewers that said, hey, Todd, I was coming to your live site, and I was getting pushed all the way to the left, basically starting at 00. And you were done, and I wasn't caught up. So if you ever come to the live watching and you don't think it's live, what you'll see is if when you first load the page, and I don't know why it's doing this because we tested and tested and tested and couldn't duplicate this, but for some folks, they drop in and it's 00 on the counter. Just slide the little play counter thing to the right as far as you can. And if we're still live, which a little live button should be on there, you should get right to the point where we're basically, you know, caught up with and be active with us. So I don't think very many people are having that trouble. I know a few are. Hey, going to share with you a great, great GoDaddy deal. I got an email early this afternoon, basically from my rep over there, basically saying, Todd, we got a Black Friday special for you. And this is really another unprecedented deal, but this one's, man, this is short lived. This is going to die on December 9th. This code is only good right now to December 9th. If you're listening to this on the 10th, sorry, you missed it. But here's the deal. And it's simple. 35% off a new order. And you really, all you got to do is go over to geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy and or go down to the website and you can click on the GoDaddy promo code link. And I've got it listed right there at the very top. GoDaddy Black Friday Special, 35% off. You click on the 35SAVE6 promo code, and it's going to lock you in when you get it go over to GoDaddy, okay? And all our other deals are still cooking. We've got some other stuff going too, but this 35% deal is for new orders. Now, I'm going to talk about renewals here in a few minutes because we've just recently had a meeting with GoDaddy, and I got some clarification on what's going on. But most importantly, The dollar deal per month for the website builder and a free domain name is still going on. So you get basically for $12, you get a website and a free domain name. There's some additional $1.99 promo code offers. There's even some economy hosting stuff. So I got a whole bunch of stuff in play right now. Hosting is really the name of the game for deals right at this very moment. Now, what's going to happen is GoDaddy's going to be running other specials on their website. So long as you come to my website at geeknewscentral.com and click on the banner on the top of the website or on the link that I'm going to send you guys in the show notes, you're going to lock in my code when you go to their website, okay? And that's really important that you get credit for it. And you make sure that the promo code is entered before you check out. You can enter my promo code, and even if they try to give you a better savings or something they're offering, I still get credit for the sale. That's really critical at this point for a few more months. So anyway, let's just talk a little bit, though. You know, we've had a few codes drop off. Our ComSale 3 that allowed a .com renewal. Had a very serious discussion with my GoDaddy rep saying, hey, you know, I get the customers in the door as new customers. I want them to stay being customers. I make no money on anybody's renewal. None. Zero. $0. I get no credit for that. But because you guys have been with the show so long and GoDaddy's been here so long, many of you have been with GoDaddy for, you know, the full 9+ years. And I want to make sure that as you renew, you find good deals. So they are not right at this time, their marketing department, and this is not the fault of my sales guy that I work with. Their marketing department is focusing on acquisitions. And I understand that's where my performance get measured. It's my job to get new customers in the door. That's just the way it is. And that's on me. And that's fine. That's the way we've always been measured since 2005. But the renewal stuff, they've reduced giving me renewal codes. Now, what they've substituted instead is they have basically you're going to get emails with offers for to be able to use those codes on renewals on hosting accounts. And when those come through and you see a good one, take advantage of it because some of those are time limited. If you don't get a renewal code and basically you're getting ready to renew a product, pick up the phone and call them and see if they'll give you one. Here's though is where I really, and I basically stressed with him. I said, it's not fair that you guys have cut me off from being able to provide renewal codes. And he's taking that back to the sales team and basically saying, hey, Todd is saying, you know, this, he wants to make sure his listeners are able to save money on their renewals. And we understand GoDaddy's got to make a little money and they're not going to give you as big of a discount on a renewal. We all know the game, right? But at the same time, I want to be able to give you guys some loyalty percentage points and saving money on stuff. So I'm going to do the best I can to get some renewal stuff available to all of you that have been longtime customers. and you're talking to a rep, you know, please, you know, tell him, hey, my Todd over at Geekness Central, he's the guy that got me in here. He's the guy that always provides me codes. He doesn't have, can't provide any codes right now. I want him to get credit, you know, and, you know, let him know. And we want you guys to let you know that I'm working towards getting those codes for you that will work on those renewals, because it's really important for you. One of the biggest ones they took away was the .com renewal and the SSL certificate ones. Those two just kind of up and died. There's a few more. There's a few more on the website that'll work. So, you know, play around with the codes. Can't guarantee how long all of them are going to stay up there. But as they go through and whack-a-mole at stuff, we're going to lose a few more codes, I think. But we're still going to have all these great deals to begin with. And I mean, these deals are like, the last 3-4 months have been like, how are they doing it? That's the thing that's been amazing to me. So anyway, that's what's going on now between the end of the year. Definitely focus on looking at you guys picking up hosting accounts and whatever else you need before the end of the year. Use all these promo codes that you can. It's important to get your new products in and bought before the new year. And I definitely appreciate all you guys that are been here with me hanging. Let me expound a little bit tonight on this. I know we got tech to talk about, so let's move on. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor here, continued sponsor here at Geek News Central. All right, so let's just talk about what's going on. What I'm going to be doing on Geek News Central over the next couple of days is you're going to start seeing more stuff. And now, if you guys are going to be shopping at Amazon, if you haven't contributed to the show as an insider, the way you can support the show for a whole year is basically come over to the website, and I'm going to have some Amazon links up. You basically click on my Amazon affiliate code, and when you go over to shop at Amazon, when you make a purchase, I get a small return on that. So that's one way you can help the show. B&H, we're going to have some specials up on the website from them. Same type of deal. So we want you definitely, this is different ways you can support the show besides, you know, just going over and do a trial on a product and so forth. And we'll be putting more of that stuff up on the website. Hey, just a quick update. Shoko's doing great in Okinawa. And as a matter of fact, the application that we use to communicate with, we're going to be talking a little bit about a little later in the show. It's called Line. Many of you probably have never heard of this app before. It's big in the Asian community, and we'll kind of I'll share with you my experience with it. Daughter just got back from Maui from the JROTC event. Her team took second. They did a great job. They won one of her swimming events, so they're real happy. But my son, Friday night, you know, he starts to cough and hacking, and next thing I know, he's down for the weekend. He was sick as a dog. So it's just like, things are crazy. Things are happening here. So it is the way it is. Hey, CES prep continues. We're still cranking forward with CES prep, but we'll talk more about that after the Thanksgiving holiday. This past Saturday, I had Philip Nelson on from New Tech. So if you are interested in the New Tech product line, you can listen to Philip. He was in Vegas talking to us through his hotel room, which worked out really well. Our crowdfunding continues to happen right now. You can see, if those of you watching can see the crowdfunding link, it's bit.ly/TPN crowd for CES. If you donate $100 and you are a business owner, and you're going to get $500 worth of free advertising on this show, okay? And we'll hook you up. So all you got to do is email me and say, hey, Todd, I did a $100 donation. Send it to Sam at insider@geeknewscentral.com. And we'll put you on the insider, too, for that type of a contribution. Okay, so that's where we're at, and just kind of catch me up stuff. Again, all the promo codes are geeknewscentral.com/ GoDaddy. Hey, I've got a lot of tech. Man, oh, man. Man alive. It is 8:14. We are ready to rock and roll. And get into the content tonight, and it is a big, big stack. Again, we want to hear your comments, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at geeknews. And hey, spitballs in the chat room, how are you doing tonight? All right, first article up, we're going to talk about the FDA sending a cease and desist notice to 23andMe, and we've talked about 23andMe in the recent past. 23andMe has been selling DNA test kits for $99. Well, the Food and Drug Administration basically said, hold it up. They ordered 23andMe to stop selling kits until the Google-backed company can prove that they actually work. The government didn't mince words in its November 22nd letter to 23andMe. FDA is concerned about the public health consequences of inaccurate results from the PGS devices, the letter reads. The main purpose of compliance with FDA's regulatory requirements is to ensure that the test worked. The FDA went on to suggest that false positives or false negatives on the test could lead to startling consequences like women getting unneeded mastectomies, etc. He says people take these tests seriously. So we know that skepticism about 23andMe's saliva collection kit and personal genome service is not new. In 2012, United Health Group published a report expressing concern about the accuracy and affordability of 23andMe kits. The report also outlined what a moneymaker the test could be, and estimated genetics could be soon a $25 billion annual market. So what it was doing is you were swabbing inside of your mouth, sending the thing in, and they would basically come back and say, hey, you got a marker for this type of potential cancer or, you know, all these different things. And the FDA is basically saying, we're not approving this. Now, here's my thought process on this. Big pharma, big health groups, they're all about control. They want to hold on tight, right? They don't want to let you guys do anything that's outside of what they consider to be their little square box, or actually round peg, because they can't think outside of the healthcare industry can't get outside of a round peg to do it. Yeah, you guys might know me. They can't think outside the box. And 23andMe, you know, it's got some serious money behind it, some serious players. They're shaking the space up. So if you want to get one of these kits, you got to move fast in order to get one of these and get it processed. The folks at 23andMe have said, we have received the warning letter from the FDA. We recognize that we have not met the FDA's expectations regarding timeline and communication regarding our submission. Our relationship with the FDA is extremely important to us, and we are committed to fully engaging with them to address their concerns. Well, basically, they're doing some stuff that no one else is doing. And the FDA says, can I trust this data? So, you know, they launched 6 years ago, 23andMe. This is nothing new. So anyway, just be aware that this is coming to an end over there. And this could put a big crimp in their business plan. All right, shifting gears right here. Boy, oh boy. Katie Couric, she's going to Yahoo. She's going to be Yahoo News. She's going to be the face of Yahoo News. Katie Couric, I'm sorry. Okay, I know some people probably like Katie Couric. I'm not a super fan. but anyway, All Things D has reported today that Yahoo said it has hired well-known TV news star Katie Couric for a high-profile job to do interviews and more on its homepage with the decidedly lofty title of Global Anchor. Wonder how much she's getting paid. I bet it's big, big, big bank, don't you think? Think she get $2-3 million a year? I bet you, who knows? But this is a risky gambit, you know, by Yahoo and by Katie Couric. As part of the change, Couric will no longer be an ABC News special correspondent, but will continue to do her syndicated show, Katie, for the broadcast network in its second season. And of course, I guess that would be speculation if it was going to be renewed or not. She will still have a link with ABC News since Yahoo's online news it is Yahoo's news online partner, and her work for online site could appear on the network's news program, said several sources at ABC and Yahoo. But here, this is what it's about. It's about content, 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 content. The networks need, the internet networks need faces, need big names, need content providers to shift people from TV to the internet. We've been talking about this for a while, and what are they going to do? They got to buy the faces. They got to buy the well-known faces from TV because there are very few nationally known internet stars. You know, who's the big podcast star? Leo Laporte, my God. But he came from TV. He's in radio. He's on the internet. He's a big, huge internet personality, you know. He's got a national syndicated radio show, you know, so he's got access to all those, you know, hundreds of radio stations that carries his programming. So what happens is guys like me and the folks over at Tech Podcast Network, we don't have this big name. You know, we don't have an anchor the anchor is critical. It's really, really critical. And I understand what they're doing here. You know, you look at the Young Turks are doing, you know, they, okay, everyone's familiar with the Young Turks content, but they don't really have an anchor over there. You know, they don't have a face. And the face is, believe it or not, is very, very important. So this is an interesting move by Yahoo. Will Google follow? Will Netflix follow? You know, where's this all going to lead? It, what it really means is for washed up TV personalities, they got a second life on the internet, and maybe that's the pipeline now. You know, you go from TV to the internet, and if you go the other way, so we'll see where this leads. But anyway, we'll see how she does as the new global anchor, and we'll see what kind of spin she does on content. And don't get me wrong. It's just sometimes just the way she is just turns, you know, sometimes you like personalities. Sometimes you're like, eh, she's one of those personalities I'm kind of about. but you know, very successful, you know, has done very well for herself and, you know, rightly so. Okay. Boy, I'm really shifting gears. Let's go back the other direction here. We're going to talk a little bit about an article in the Wall Street Journal today talking about the NSA and grappling with an overhaul and basically an admission that they have been shaken to their core, that they are like devastated with what has happened. And there's a series of articles today all about this, like, you know, these guys have taken these punches to the face over the Snowden stuff. And they're just waiting for this bombshell, and they're calling it like this nuclear bombshell of information that he has additionally, the other, you know, thousands of documents that he may have taken. And they're just, you know, they're waiting for that dime to drop. And, but anyway, they're trying to figure out how they're going to deal with this new type of security issue and everything else that's gone along. So I can't imagine the mayhem that has to be over there, and the, you know, it's just you can only imagine, right? You really, really can. So anyway, long story short, good article in the Wall Street Journal, and of course the blowback that continues from the American people has been pretty effective. All right, let's all talk about this case that's going on in West Texas. The Newegg trial has continued, and boy, oh boy, it's in the jury's hands right now. But last Friday, Crypto Legend took the stand and went for the knockout punch. On Thursday, let me see if I can, this guy's name's Diffie, D-I-F-F-I-E, Whitefield Diffie took the stand. And Diffie's goal was to knock out the Jones patent with a clear and convincing evidence, which is the standard for invalidating a patent. And basically, this guy looked the part. And you guys, if you're watching the video or watching the video portion, you can see this guy looks like the, you know, the old grade professor. But basically, you know, looking like the eccentric genius that he is, he spoke with a booming voice and carefully articulated manner. He was professional, but not overbearing. And he could have been that professor all of us wish we would have had in college instead of that, you know, some of that weirdo that was in front up there sometimes. But the commentary is pretty incredible. It's a pretty, I think he delivered a pretty devastating testimony. Now, there was closing arguments today, and I was hoping we would have a verdict. Apparently, the verdict didn't come, and I was going to actually click and see if there was anything new on the Ars site. And this is basically, see if I can find anything here. Let me actually go to the main page. But no, nothing yet. So I'm sure it's going to be front page news here when it does pop. But basically what the story is that, you know, it's one against the other. And now we're hopefully a West Texas jury can figure out the technicalities enough to basically dropkick this patent troll all the way back to where he belongs, and so he can't collect millions and more dollars through lawsuits and harassment. So, you know, all of the 139 licenses this company TQP scored were a result of lawsuits. They never had someone voluntarily come in and license their technology. You know, when a retail giant like Target pays $40,000 to get out of their lawsuit, you know, they have to understand that it's either that or spend $2 or $3 million fighting them. So this weekend, as you are shopping for tech gear, please consider Newegg. They have fought the good fight to go after this patent troll, whether win or lose, which we'll probably know tomorrow. We want you guys to understand that, we want you to know that they put their money where their mouth was. So time will tell how this turns out. And you know, I've got my fingers crossed for them. All right. There's a great, we've all done speed tests, right? And, you know, many of us went over to speedtest.net. I know that many of you have used that. I should share with you. Let me actually see if I can actually do this while the show's running. Something really incredible happened here the other day. I knew this was coming. The folks at Time Warner Cable here in Hawaii emailed me, and I shouldn't do this because I better not publicly show this because this shows my IP and everything. So let me see here. Let me go the other way, see if I can show you the results. So anyway, I got a notification that I had been upgraded and that I was going to be 100 meg down. Yes, 100 meg down and 5 meg up. So here is the, let me see if I can show you the test. Can I show you the test result? I just did a speed test, and right now it just clocked in at 96.91 meg down. And of course, I'm pushing, this probably is going to ruin my YouTube stream, but I'm actually getting 4.2, 4.3, 0.34, 4.4 megabits per second up, almost 5 megs per second. And for the first time in about 10 years, I'm pretty happy from a speed standpoint. Really, you know, it's like been a long time coming. So I got 100 megs down and 5 megs up. You know, do I need the 100 megs down? No, 50 was fine. I could have used 10 megs up, but just give me a little more up speed and we'll really be happy. But there was the company that just ran the same test at speedtest.net published a download index. It says, based on millions of recent test results from speedtest.net, the index compares and ranks consumer download speeds around the globe. The values are rolling mean throughout throughput in megabytes per second over the past 30 days, where the mean distance between client and the server is less than 300 miles. Now, I just did a test to LA. So that's 2,500 miles for me is what my test was. And guess where the United States fell out in the list? Did they drop some more? Oh, okay. So here's the top. Hong Kong, Singapore, Romania, South Korea, Sweden, Macau, Japan, Lithuania, Netherlands, Andorra, Taiwan, Latvia, Sweden, Denmark, Luxembourg, Iceland, Republic of Moldova, Bulgaria, Belgium, Norway, Finland. You haven't heard the United States yet, have you? France, Portugal, United Kingdom, Czech Republic, Germany, Estonia, Hungary, Uruguay, United States, Ukraine. Huh. Number 28, Estonia. Number 29, Hungary. Number 30, Uruguay. Number 31, United States. Our mean download speed in the United States was 20.74 megabits per second on all the tests run on speedtest.net, where the test was less than 300 miles from its, you know, the basically server. Even more disgusting, in an upload index, Hong Kong was number one at 59.2 megs up. Denmark was number 10 at 22.37. Let me see if I can find a good old USA in this list. Not in the top 30. United States. Oh, here we go. About an average of, let me see, where did they say? 6.2 megs per second was the median upload of networks within the United States. So here's some of the, here's in Alaska, your upload speed is 1.79. Here in Hawaii, ours is 3.33. If you live in California, 5.49. Nevada, 8.61. Arizona, 8.49. Let's go up into a state like Montana, 3.04. Go into Wisconsin, 3 megs up. Go down to Florida, six megs up. We go in, let's go to New York, 10 megs up in New York. Go up in Maine, 2.75. So we still average about 3 megs up, 3 to 4 megs up here in the United States. The rest of the world smoking us, smoke checking us like it's nobody's business. Here's some countries that have faster uploads. Seoul, Singapore, Tokyo, Bucharest, Macau, Riga, Latvia, Brasov, Russia, Kemerov, Russia. I'm destroying these names. Novosibirsk, Russia. St. Petersburg, Russia. All these smoking us upload speeds. South Korea, 39.85. Japan, 28.64. When are we going to say enough? When are we going to come out of the third world when it comes to internet speed? We are third world rated when it comes to internet speed. So this is a great, great article. Netindex.com. I'll have the link in the show notes. You guys can check it out. These are speed results from the folks over at Speed Test. All right, over on Wired, Chris Hadfield. Of course, you guys remember Chris Hadfield was the commander of Expedition 35 in the International Space Station from December 2012 to May of 2013. He sent down some incredible pictures and did some great interviews. He has done an interview for Wired, actually wrote a piece from Wired that is a great read. He talks about our past, where we are currently, a little bit of environmental stuff. This is really, really good. And I want you guys to go through and read this. And he talks about, you know, where we are from an energy standpoint in the United States and where we got to be and some really cool topics. Link up in the show notes is a great article. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But the title of this is Chris Hadfield, We Should Treat Earth as Kindly as We Treat Spacecraft. And you'll understand why when you go through it. Another article, and I got to meet Christopher Fry. Basically, Christopher Fry's Twitter's 43-year-old senior vice president of engineering. He runs everything engineering related at the company. This means, and what's cool is, Chris Fry is a prior Navy guy. So go Navy. I think he only did 5 or 6 years, but he came out of Navy, went to, what was it? If I remember correctly, he went to Salesforce, but talks about the infrastructure at Twitter. It's another good interview over on Wired. I have linked up in the show notes for you. All right, this holiday, don't be surprised if you don't find some great deals on televisions. There's a great article on CNET talking about what is UPP and why do TVs cost the same at every store. And apparently, UPP is unilateral pricing policy, is the way TV manufacturers basically force, boom, boom, retailers to keep manufacturer-specific pricing. As in, no crazy discounts to move stock, no doorbuster deals, and no price competition. The price is the price is the price is the price. Break that price, and you risk that company banning you from selling the product. Shockingly, price fixing in this way is legal. Now, fortunately, companies like Amazon and Costco have some of their own brands, and they basically can flip some of these folks the bird and basically, do what they want. Now, there all will be closeouts and discounts, and that's got to be careful on Black Friday. When they offer a TV for $299, you put that model number in Google and you see how old that TV is. That TV could be a full year old. They're never going to offer they're never going to offer the new TV sets, the brand new models at a discount. You're always going to get the discounted TVs on TVs that are a year old. Now, in this day and age, that may not be bad, but just be careful what you're shopping for out there. And, you know, last year we walked into a Sears after we thought all the Black Friday stuff had been gone. And I picked up a huge monster TV and in a ridiculously low price. And it's my kids use it on the Xbox and Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. in the garage. I got it hanging on the wall up there. It's fine for that. It didn't have any fancy bells or whistles. Who cares? It was just for a gaming system, right? And I know some of you gamer guys are like, oh, that's sacrilege. You need to have a better... But it was a fantastic TV. And I am going to be looking for TV to go back here over the Black Friday period. And maybe I'll find one. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I haven't really looked too hard. We'll see. Find a good deal, great. If I don't, oh well. So long story short here, be careful what you're going to buy. And this article has a link to some ways to save some money over the holidays. So I'll have this up in the show notes. You guys definitely check it out and follow the links. Actually, I put one of the links up from hdguru.com talking about HD TV makers and places to shop for good pricing for television. Things to look for. And remember, timing is everything. And we know that most tier one brands ship their 2013 models or did ship their 2013 models in March. And so some of those 2013 models may be coming on sale here, but maybe not this weekend. All right, link will be up. Winamp lovers beg AOL to open source the code. Of course, we haven't heard anything new on Microsoft. So far, Winamp is still going to die. If you want to sign a petition to keep Winamp moving and let the llama continue to do its thing, and only people that use Winamp know what the heck I'm just talking about. So, but they're begging for it to be open sourced. I doubt they'll ever do that. Millions of dollars of infrastructure, they're not going to do it. They spent $80 million on it. They just won't. All right, there's a cool video, and a Wired man hit the home run this show, talking about generating energy with sunlight, mirrors, and molten salt. And this is a great video talking about a new solar plant that's about ready to come online that during the day when it's generating power through, you know, basically running the turbines through heat generated by the solar panels, they've got a way also to run the turbines at night and when there is no solar power through the basically conduction of this molten salt that they heat up to about 1,000 degrees. So pretty cool stuff. Hey, also, just a scam report here. And everyone's going home for Thanksgiving and what, you know, the geeks of you, sorry, I know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be working on grandma's or your uncle's computer. You're going to spend 2 hours doing updates and pounding your head against the wall on why in the heck they installed this, you know, this gambling program or whatever it may be. And some of you are going to have machines that are going to be so hopeless, you're going to say, let's go shopping. You know, that's how bad it's going to be for some of you over the Thanksgiving holiday. I've been there, done that. It happens every year. But just warn the less tech-savvy folks in your families that there's all kinds of fake tech support scams going on right now. Okay, no one should ever call you to provide you tech support. Make sure you tell them that. If they initiate, that's one thing, and they call the company's customer service line, that's good. But if anyone ever contacts, you know, just tell them the scam's out there, and they're trying to scam people out of money all the time. Sadly, people are using, these scam artists are using legitimate applications like Supremo, S-U-P-R-E-M-O. It's a remote desktop application. There's folks that are out there, they're using LogMeIn and a variety of different legal systems, and these companies are actually getting sued by people basically saying, hey, you stole my money and you didn't do anything for me, and putting harsh comments on social media sites. And it's just because they see the name, they think that's the company. It just, that's what the scam artists are using, is those applications. So please be aware of this. Link will be up in the show notes. Just share it with the less non-technical folks that are in your family. Hey, I don't know if we talked about this on the last show or not, but there was a a Canadian company installing two cameras on the ISS today. Once in operation, they'll live stream high-def footage of the Earth through the EurethaCast web platform. Basic accounts are taking a peek at the views will be basic accounts for taking a peek will be free. Users will also be able to access time-lapse compilations as well. So this went up on a recent launch on yesterday of the Progress resupply ship that went up. So just be aware of that. I think we talked about it last year. I can't remember. But anyway, that's going to be cool. Be able to tune into that. It'll be probably a couple of months. All right. The Black Friday deals have already started. Okay. The Amazon deals going. I'm going to have a link in the show notes probably a banner in the show notes for the Black Friday specials from Amazon. Before you go shopping at Amazon, click on that link in the show notes or on the webpage. Go over there and do your shopping. We want you to use our affiliate code. We really do. When you go over there and spend lots of money over the next few days. But here's the skinny. There's stuff all over the place. Your Amazon Prime membership is going to get you free shipping. You're going to be able to find lots of deals on stuff out there. That's going to be crazy on the stuff that's available. People are punching stuff out already. Kohl's, I heard they're going to be launching their Black Friday sales tomorrow. So, you know, be honest with you. If you find something really cool, will you email me the link? Because I'm looking for the great deals too. But this article over on CNET, I have that up. They have some links to some cool stuff that's being made available on a variety of sites. And I'm all over the place tonight because I didn't organize the tabs. So sue me. All right. NASA Mars Curiosity is back up and running. We missed when it went down. But problems at putting Mars rover Curiosity out of commission. Wow. We don't have a cat here. But there's a cat outside my room that that cat's making the noise like. Oh, hang on a second. Anna. Cat sounds like it's, I think there's a, check that cat that's outside. I think we have a cat outside that's in heat. I think it's in my yard. Oh boy, that's funny. That has never happened on this show. Oh yeah, that cat's not happy. All right. So anyway, the Curiosity. Thank you. The Curiosity is back up and running. They had some electrical issues and something to do with the multi-mission radio isotope thermoelectric generator. There's a short circuit in it, but it apparently isn't expected to further affect the power source or the rover's overall operation. It basically caused voltage levels to drop from 11 volts to about, they didn't put the total. But anyway, it's back to a normal voltage level and they're on doing science. But NASA basically spent a few days making sure that everything would be cool. All right, LoJack. This is going to be a scare for some of you out there. LoJack is going to release a tracking device for consumers, insurance, and automakers. Next year, LoJack plans to come out with a telematics system that will allow parents to track their children's cars, automakers record vehicle diagnostics, and insurance companies review driving habits as the basis of rate quotes. LoJack said the wireless tracking system will likely come in several forms, including OBD2 plug-in dongle, as well as factory installable models. The company said it has no plans of selling any information collected through a cloud service connected device, but to only share it with stakeholders. Electric vehicle owners may be used to collect performance data. In addition, features will include the ability for parents to set up geofences to check where their children can drive before alerts can be sent, as well as the ability to restrict and texting while the vehicle is being operated. So let me tell you, they're going to be watching us soon, folks. You know, remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he was cussing or driving too fast, out came a ticket? We're close. We're very, very close to that. Hey, some folks are worried about the comet Ison, and it's dimmed, and they don't know if it's survived some of the initial run to the sun. So everyone's on pins and needles here. Pins and needles here. Because they won't know until what day? Let me look. They got to wait a couple of days because there's distortion from the, you know, basically from it being almost in front of the sun and whether or not it's, so it's going to be a couple of days before we're going to know if it made it. So by the time I'm back here next week with you, we'll know. And of course, that's just a little programming note too. No show on Thanksgiving. I'll take the holiday with the rest of you guys. All right, this next article probably make many of us applaud, but at the same time, scratch our chin a little bit. Now, let me be very clear. People that do child pornography and this type of stuff and have these types of images on their computers, they deserve to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I don't think any of us can stand for those types of individuals to be in our communities. We don't want them to be our neighbors. We don't want them to be anywhere in society except behind bars. But I will say this. A new child pornography bust reported by the CBS Sacramento is raising questions about Google's access to consumer data. The story began with federal agents raiding a home in Woodland, California on evidence that the resident was in possession of child porn. But court documents reveal the evidence came from Google's Central Scanning Initiative, which detected child porn images within the man's Picasa library. First of all, he's disgusting and deserves to be in jail. He was stupid to put it in Picasa, but at the same time, the Picasa libraries are not publicly available. Google says it does not search images indiscriminately, but forms automated searches searching for specific image footprints that have been flagged by law enforcement. Any suspicious activity is forwarded to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which I think we all can agree on is good, which in this case passed information along to federal law enforcement to bring about the bust. So what do you guys think about that? First of all, just from a pure disgusting standpoint, I think we're all happy this guy's probably in jail, right? But at the same time, if they're looking at logarithms at our images, what happens when parents take pictures of their newborn children? You know, let's say baby butt up. You know, the parents do that, right? A kid's taking a bath for the first time, getting a shampoo. You know, you're taking pictures. You're trying not to get their junk out there, but you know, parents are doing that. Or what if, you know, there is definitely makes you go, a little bit. Because basically your data is not private. It's, you know, it might as well be in the public eye if Google's scanning it and looking for image fingerprints. And let's just change the type of image. But let's say it was a picture of someone with a black eye. You know, are they going to take that picture and they're going to say, and let's say it's a teenager with a black eye and that's a fingerprint. And they say, oh, that kid's being abused, and they send that off to social services. You know, where is the line be drawn? So this kind of an interesting talking point. I think we all can agree, though, that individual deserves to be in jail. But at the same time, makes you go, a little bit about the sequence of events of how it happened. I'm sure many folks are very, very happy with Google doing this. But again, it's just another, you know, normally what would happen? Normally, if there was suspicion, the police would get a search warrant. They'd kick the doors in, put the guy in his face, put handcuffs in him, search his computer, you know, prosecute him. That would be the normal scheme of things. But because he was not underneath the eyeball of the local law enforcement. Really, what he was doing in the privacy of his home, even though disgusting and illegal, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thing. We live in a digital age. It's a type of deal. And I wonder at what point will a case be taken to the Supreme Court, basically saying, "Hey, I had unreasonable search." You know, I don't know. I guess it has to do with the 5,000 words that are in the user agreement you have for Picasa. It probably says, we reserve the right. And you probably line 862. It probably tells right in there that they reserve the right to look for, you know, images that violate the law and to be turn that over to law enforcement. Okay, moving on here. Microsoft doesn't want you to swear at your Xbox One. The Xbox One's Upload Studio is designed to help you share your most exciting gameplay clips with friends. But as some early console owners are already finding out, using profanity during those recordings, which gamers seem to like to do a lot, can have consequences. Microsoft has confirmed to The Verge that it's handing out temporary Xbox Live bans for select gamers found to be using excessive foul language and content created with Upload Studio. Most users aren't being prevented from playing online games, but instead are barred from attaching Kinect camera recordings to their gameplay clips. In some cases, are temporarily blocked from using Upload Studio at all. So don't cuss while you're game playing if you plan on publishing on Upload Studio. If you work at Yahoo, sorry, you can't use Outlook anymore. They're telling their employees politely that 25 or 30% still using Outlook. You got to start using Yahoo Mail. And if it's like me, I hate Yahoo Mail. I'd be pissed. You make me give up Outlook and have to use Yahoo Mail. Please, you know, stick a fork in my eye. I don't want to do it. But Yahoo says you got to drink the Kool-Aid. You work here, you got to use Yahoo Mail. They're going to be really productive over there. Now, this whole online gaming recording stuff gets better. Twitch, T-W-I-T-C-H, is a great place to check out if you want to watch people play video games. For example, Jen has been watching people stream as they play the beta of Diablo 3. Reaper of Souls, it's awesome to get a glimpse of what will be in the upcoming expansion. Sadly, though, it seems that some people that use the service to stream themselves playing video games are abusing the service. Recently, a Twitch streamer was banned after he chose to do some not so safe for work and completely inappropriate things while streaming. The word is, I guess him and his wife were drinking. She passed out and he decided to show the gamers a little more than he should have of her, which is incredible. Wait till that wife finds out. He's dead meat. But, you know, this can be expected. So parents, be very, very careful with these live services. Great article on the Wall Street Journal talking about being inside a Twitter robot factory. And these are the folks that basically make fake accounts and do fake tweets and do stuff to promote people socially. A fascinating read. Get your checkbook out if you want to promoted. All right. The folks over at Uber Gizmo has talked about an app that my wife and I are using called Line. My wife has used this for a while. The Line messaging app has surpassed 300 million registered user milestone. Many of you are like, what's Line? I've never heard of it. And anyway, you know, you've all probably already chosen your instant message application and been happy with the service for a while. But jumping to a completely new message service is a pretty hard decision. But there's about 300 million users, largely Asian, that are basically, especially coming out of Japan, 80% of its market is from overseas. But it's a fun app. My wife is addicted to it in a big way. You can do video. You can do audio calls. You can do just regular chat back and forth. To me, it's a little annoying. I've had to, when I used it with her, if she gets on a roll, it's like ding, 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 ding in me, and I have to, finally I deleted the app. But I'm using it now, but pretty popular. And definitely check it out, Line. Hey, Apple's confirmed some deals. It's a one-day shopping event, Friday 29 November. And they put their special pricing online. It looks like they've got basically some like $100 off on MacBooks and a variety of services. Not huge deals, But again, the sale is only going to happen on Friday, 29 November. And be aware of that if you're looking to pick up an Apple product to save a little money with them. Link will be up in the show notes and you get the details on the deal. Eric Schmidt today or yesterday posted a guide converting to Android from iPhone. He says, many of my iPhone friends are converting to Android. The latest high-end phones from Samsung, Galaxy S4, Motorola, Verizon, Droid Ultra, and the Nexus 5 for AT&T and Sprint T-Mobile have better screens, faster, and have a more intuitive interface. They are great Christmas presents to an iPhone user. So he goes into how to make the switch. And he puts it all out there. This is how you do it. Step one, step two, step three, step four, and... it's kind of funny. So nice little jab at Apple there for basically how to switch to Android. And I'll be honest with you, I'm becoming more and more an Android fan every day. Really am. Okay, SpaceX wasn't able to launch today. I guess they had some weather, but they're trying to put a satellite into a geostationary orbit. Of course, geostationary is like the golden spot for satellites. That's where they stick them out there, and they basically where you put them is where they hang. They don't they have a stable trajectory and going around the planet exactly once in 24 hours. And it's basically hovers above a point on the surface. So that's 35,786 kilometers, the exact distance, plus or minus some meters. But they're getting ready to launch from Cape Canaveral and deliver communication bird for satellite multinational SES to the point in the money ring here. But they weren't able to launch. We will see what's going on, but they'll try again on basically on Thanksgiving Day. So SpaceX folks will be working. Engadget has a holiday gift guide for laptops. I have a link up in the show notes for that for you to check out. Also, there's an article over on TechCrunch talking about Relay Rides. If you're in San Francisco, Relay Rides is a place where basically you can rent someone's car. It's a deal to make its peer-to-peer car rentals legal, SFO. So if this is something that you're interested in, you can definitely check them out. It's supposedly cheaper than renting a car. But Relay Rides allow you basically to rent anybody's vehicle. Kind of an interesting business model. I know Uber and everything, but I wasn't familiar with this. But they worked with the San Francisco Transit Authority to make sure that they weren't going to get in trouble. They're paying the applicable airport fees and so forth, which will obviously raise the price on the rentals that you're going to do with Relay Rides. But definitely check them out if you're going to SFO to San Francisco. Microsoft is fixing Skype messaging. They're fixing a whole bunch of the synchronicity type of issues that people having. They're doing a bunch of updates to the clients. So there is going to be an update coming. And it's going to make a lot of people happy, apparently. Apparently, there had, like, if you had two devices and you answered one, the other one would keep on ringing even though you'd already picked up. So there were some problems with it. They're trying to get that all ironed out. The folks over at Gizmodo have put up some deals, talked about Sonos, your new monitor, Apple TV, plus TV deals, all kinds of deals and deals and deals and deals. The Sony soundbar with wireless subwoofer, $198. The AOC 27 LED HDMI with $180. 16 gig Apple iPad Air for $29. Talks about storage headphones, home theater, mobile devices, computer accessories, monitors, parts, networking, media and gaming, photography, apps, Android, clothing, life, et cetera, et cetera. So they have a link to a whole bunch of deals available. And you can almost guarantee that every one of these is tied to an affiliate code. So the folks at Gizmodo make some money. I'm not that organized yet. Okay, Google has opened its Glass Mirror API to all developers, even if they don't have Glass. So that's a big change. So developers are going to get access to some of the extra features out there that other developers have had access to. Also, if you are living in New York, New York's finest have bought a fleet of big SUVs that get about 10 miles a gallon that will allow them to look down into drivers' vehicles and catch commuters texting while driving. The 32 Munster gas-burning SUVs purchased by the state police are dubbed concealed identity traffic enforcement, and they're cruising the streets of the state unmarked. So the message flinging drivers can be ticketed. $270 for your first texting ticket in Las Vegas. So anyway, they're undergoing a big crackdown. They've issued 5,553 tickets for texting while driving this summer, compared to 924 the year before. Those municipalities need money, so those texting tickets are big cash, big cash. So just be aware. Okay, could be coming to a police department. Just watch out for those big vehicles and the guy looking down at you. Hey, Western Digital Black 2 Drive packs both a solid state and a spinning storage. It's pretty good. Performance-minded PC users frequently want both a fast solid state drive for crucial apps and a regular hard drive for everything else. But that's not always feasible in the right tight space of a laptop. So Western Digital is making that 2 drive option a practical reality with its new Black 2. Design puts, again, 120 gig SSD and a 1 terabyte spinning disk into a single 2.5-inch SATA enclosure, offering more speed and capacity than you'd find in a typical high-bed drive. It's about $300, so it's pretty cool. It's available today. That's very slick. I have to see how this is going to work from an interface standpoint. Check this out. Sir Johnny Ivy, his red beer can, in other words, the red Mac Pro that they put up for auction. This red Apple Mac Pro, one of a kind, $980,000 was raised during an AIDS benefit. Of course, you know, the brand new one's going to be priced around $3,000 base price, but this red charity, basically $980,000 was the winning bid. I think there was some other stuff that got some huge bids as well, but I have the link up in the show notes for that. Definitely out of probably all of our price range. And if you can afford that $980,000 red Mac Pro at that charity auction, we're looking for you at our crowdfunding effort for our tech podcast coverage at CES. Pretty cool article over on Reuters, and basically talking about the doomsday cache that Snowden may have. We'll have that link up in the show notes. Talk a little bit about that earlier in the show. Another article on Wall Street Journal talks about ZTE jumping on the smartwatch bandwagon. There's going to be so many smartwatches on the market, we're not going to be able to distinguish between them all before it's all over, but they're pretty well known in the space. And finally tonight, BBC has reported poor working conditions in Amazon warehouses in the UK. And boy, oh boy, it immediately got a response from the Amazon. So there's this article on consumeraffairs.com, and then the response over on walesonline.co.uk. I'll have a link up in the show notes for both those articles for you to check out. But they had a guy undercover working in their warehouse and basically talking about the conditions and the stress and the performance standards and everything else that went along with working there. I would think someone would get in trouble if they were wearing a camera the entire time during their job. All right, let's see what we've got for comments here tonight. This year, last show was on the 21st. And I got an email from Jeff. He says, "Hey, Todd, the golden age of watching other people play video games." Talks about a Business Week article. And, of course, we had a couple of articles on that tonight in the show. So I'll share that with you. Got an email from Jack. He said, "Hey, Todd, on show 907, you talked about Microsoft iOS SkyDrive app and asked if anybody used the app. He says, yes, I do. I've been using SkyDrive for over 2 years. I tried iCloud for a couple of years. The last year, about this time, I just gave up on it. When I was able to connect my iCloud contacts, calendar, and photos to my Windows machine, Outlook, and Android Nexus, it failed. Apple closed system would not give me a link I could use with any system other than Apple. I'm not an Apple neophyte. I have owned a version of almost every Apple product from Apple IIe, Macintosh version 1, Mini Mac, iMac, etc. So last year about this time, I was deciding between Google Android or Windows 8 phone when Google declared they would no longer support the Microsoft Data Exchange format EAS. It looked to me like they were going to a closed system too. I tried Google Docs, but that was closed, and you could not save them to your computer or otherwise use them offline. That left Microsoft Live account in SkyDrive, which worked with my Android Nexus and Windows Phone and iPad. At first, I could only read my Word or Excel documents, but now they can be edited too. I have 3 Gmail accounts, a Verizon email account, and a Microsoft Live account. They all work with Microsoft SkyDrive, calendar, contacts, and photos. So yes, I use SkyDrive for a reason and like it. Your friend, Jack. Jack, hey, I'm looking forward to us getting together in Vegas. Can't wait till we get out there together. We're going to have a great time this year. We're going to try to keep the stress level down. And I know you're laughing. Oh, man. Those of you that, if you could get the behind scenes of my hair standing up on end, I'm just going to try to take a step back and breathe. Oh, man. An email here from Richard. Hey, knowing how much I got this email from Richard. He says, hi, knowing how much email all of us get, I thought we'd appreciate SaneBox. I've been using SaneBox to fix my email overload and I love it. You will too. If you use this invitation URL, you'll get a free 2-week trial and $5 in SaneBox credits. Richard. Yes, I understand the irony in sending you an email with a solution to too much email, but you'll thank me later. So anyone else using Sane, S-A-N-E, box.com? Never heard of it. So I'm going to definitely have to do a little research first there, Richard, on that. Got an email here from MS Small Biz. Not sure if this was intentional or not, but your new media show came in as the latest show for Geek News Central. On your Stitcher stream, see attached. I screwed up. I was tired and I dropped the link to the new media show into the wrong box and published it. And many of you woke up this morning to a new episode of New Media Show. It's been removed, but I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway, that's going to wrap us up for tonight. Hey, I hope you guys have a safe Thanksgiving. For those of you that live here in the United States, take some time. You know, turn the cell phone off on Thanksgiving Day. Relax. Enjoy a football game. Eat too much. Have a cocktail or two and, enjoy it. Just disconnect from the technology as much as possible and enjoy family. It's one day that you have to put up with your in-laws or put up with the aunts and uncles or the black sheep of the family or whatever it may be that causes people to pull their hair out on Thanksgiving. But enjoy it. You never know when those folks, life changes at a moment's notice and hug on them, and that's the most important thing. And I really am thankful for all of you being part of this Ohana and being part of my extended family. With Shoko being in Japan over the next until mid-December, the kids and I are going to go eat dinner with some friends of ours. Going to hang out with them and to have our little extended family friendship stuff there. But we're just going to kind of take it easy. We're not going to do any shopping and we're going to try to have a gadget-free day. Going to try to live what I'm preaching to you guys right now. And then who knows, Black Friday, we'll see if there's anything out there worth going out and messing with the madness. I may just sleep in on Friday. Who knows? But enjoy. We'll see you back here a week from today. No show on Thursday. No new media show on Saturday, but we'll be back a week for a regularly scheduled tech podcast here with Geek News Central. And don't forget about my deal with GoDaddy. This deal is on for a couple of weeks, so don't stress. You got some time, but we definitely want you to move on this 35% off code, okay? And also, the insiders that are out there, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. And if you're not on the insider list or on the Google Plus group, definitely email Sam at insider@geeknewscentral.com. And he'll get you all hooked up and communicate with him on any insider stuff. He's my eyes and ears on that. We appreciate him doing what he's doing and volunteering here. And I want to thank all my writers, of course, as well. But everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. And for everyone outside of the United States, take care, everyone. Be good. Aloha.